WML News at 7. Good morning. I'm Maria Leaf. The search continuing this morning for the man who opened fire at a mall near Milwaukee, Wisconsin, leaving 8 people injured. Angela Sanchez with Fox affiliate WITI has more on what police are saying from the Mayfair Mall.
The shooting was not random and was possibly the result of an argument. We are learning more about the victims in this shooting. One family tells us their uncle was shot twice in the leg. They describe him as a hard-working and kind man who was working the kiosks inside the mall. His nephew has some very strong words for the person responsible in the shooting.
I hope you go to hell, straight up. You have no heart whatsoever.
Now, the suspect in this case is described as a white male in his 20s or 30s. That description was given by multiple witnesses at the scene.
Elsewhere in Wisconsin, the recount continuing in 2 counties regarding the election. Former Congressman Sean Duffy on Fox and Friends this morning says he's confident President Trump will win the state due to clerks filling in missing information on ballots that could get thrown out and for ballots just being sent out to voters without being requested.
There's probably 100,000 ballots that if get kicked out, 80% of those are going to be Biden and only 20% are Trump. There's a 20,000 vote differential in our state, and therefore Donald Trump will win Wisconsin if the law is followed.
The 2 Republican leaders from Michigan's legislature, meanwhile, issuing a statement after visiting the White House yesterday.
President Trump summoned several GOP leaders from Michigan as the president continues to claim he won the election. After that White House meeting, Michigan Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey and House Speaker Lee Chatfield said claims of fraud should be investigated, but in a statement they said, "We have not yet been made aware of any information that would change the outcome of the election in Michigan." And the state's election agency recommended Friday the results should be certified. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Republican Senator John Barrasso, who's a medical doctor, telling Fox News at night, there's a lot of promise in the COVID vaccines that have been developed by Pfizer and Moderna.
Because of the 75,000 Americans who volunteered in these studies, what we know is for those that got the vaccine, some got just a little ill, but none needed to be hospitalized, and not a single one of those who got the vaccine died of coronavirus.
Pfizer has already applied with federal regulators for emergency use authorization of the vaccine. Moderna is expected to do the same soon. We saw the Dow Jones Industrial Average set an all-time high this week, but is that really a sign of a V-shaped economy?
If you're still one of the millions of Americans who are out of work in this pandemic, for them it's more like a K.
Yeah.
So if you're in a good situation, you're doing better than you were, and if it's bad, it's gotten worse.
Rick Edelman, the founder of Edelman Financial Engine, says the economy's not close to being hot again with so many hurting.
If you've been out of work for the last 3, 6, 9 months, it means you're behind in your bills.
On a more positive note,
the American savings rate has skyrocketed. When we're all locked down, we got nothing to do but take our paycheck and throw it in the bank.
John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
WMAL traffic and weather next.
Sunday on WMAL. Start your day with VA Sunday Magazine at 5. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. And at 8:30, it's Purity Products. Hear the Wise Investor at 9. Not Free America at 10. And Dr. Tom Rosell Live at 11. Real Estate Today at 7. And Sunday night at 9, it's Lawyer in Your Corner with Ryan Wilson on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. The holiday season is full of joy, but between trying not to burn the turkey and keeping your father's fingers out of the mashed potatoes, you can find yourself thinking, why does this have to be so hard? Well, at New Look, at least we make getting a new roof easy. We answer your questions and build your roof the way you want it. Your measurements, line-by-line price, and a 3D rendering of your home are presented and emailed right to you. And your job's done in a single day. So unlike some holiday guests, you won't even know we were there. Don't you wish everything in life could be as easy as getting a New Look roof? Right now, save 50% on all roofing materials and qualify for interest-free financing until 2022. Call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. While we can't make everything easy, we can make roofing easy.
WMAL Traffic and Weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Earlier accidents in Laurel on northbound 95 north of 216 moved over to the left shoulder. Watch out for a brief delay there. In the district, do keep in mind that the Suitland Parkway is closed for construction between South Capitol Street and First Sterling Avenue, so do watch out for the posted detours in the area. And also keep in mind that Beach Drive is closed between the Kensington Parkway and Garrett Park Road in Chevy Chase to allow for social distance recreation. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Another nice day is in store as highs should reach the mid-60s under partly sunny skies. We'll see some increasing clouds as we head through the afternoon, becoming mostly cloudy tonight, lows back into the 40s. Cloudy skies expected on your Sunday, cooler temperatures, highs back in the mid-50s. We'll have the chance for some showers as we head Sunday night to early Monday morning. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Leggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
47 at Reagan National. I'm Maria Leaf on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Joanne thought she had tried everything to relieve her back pain. At 73 years old, her 7-year struggle with back pain wasn't going away. Then she met with the expert spine surgeons at MedStar Health. After a video visit with her spine surgeon and a follow-up office visit, her robotic surgery was performed with fewer complications and a faster recovery.
It's not right to stay in pain. You have a choice. The care was phenomenal, and I knew I was in good hands.
Patients can depend on MedStar Health. We're taking robust measures like screening and testing everyone for COVID-19 prior to surgery and having a dedicated hospital unit reserved for spine surgery patients. Joanne is now loving life pain-free.
My recovery was smooth, and I'm back to playing with my grandchildren.
You don't have to suffer with back, neck, or leg pain. To schedule an appointment at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital or MedStar Washington Hospital Center, call 202-719-0771 or visit medstarhealth.org/spine-surgery.
Chris Plant here for Low Vision Specialists, led by Dr. Thomas Asman since 1975. They design special glasses to give you back the gift of sight when traditional glasses can no longer help. They've helped so many people, people like Glenda.
When I lost my vision, my day-to-day life ground to a halt. But when I discovered Low Vision Specialists, I really regained my independence. The biggest joy was that with these glasses, I can drive again.
If you've been diagnosed with macular degeneration or are suffering from diabetes, cataracts, or a stroke, call the doctors at Low Vision Specialists of Maryland and Virginia today, 301-321-7008. 301-321-7008. If they can't help you, there's no fee for you. Call 301-321-7008 or visit lowvisionmd.org.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM, WMAL. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. John Gizzi joins us every week. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
Good morning.
You were at the White House on Friday, and also at the White House on Friday, two key Michigan state lawmakers. They had a meeting with President Trump, and of course there was a lot of controversy in the state of Michigan over refusal by Republican canvass members to certify the Wayne County vote in the area of Detroit. So what did you find out about the Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirley and the Speaker of the Michigan State House, Lee Chatfield, John?
Shirky and Chatfield, both of whom are considered leading candidates for governor of Michigan in 2022, were at the White House. In so doing, they faced massive criticism from elected Democrats in the Wolverine State and much of the media there. Why should they be meeting with the president, went synopsis of the criticism, when Michigan's electoral votes have not been certified and there's controversy over the count? Now, what they discussed with President Trump depends upon who's telling you their version of the story. It can be that he just inquired about how they're doing and how the state looked politically, or it can be that he was pressuring them on a plan to send alternate electors to the Electoral College on December 14th. Well, for their part, Shirky and Chatfield told reporters after that they told the president flat out that if the canvass goes for Democrat Biden and if electors are elected, then it's over. They support that. There is no embrace of the alternate elector plan, something that was pivotal to the dispute election of 1876, in which the U.S. paid for the next 4 years dearly. And they made it clear that the Board of Canvassers in Michigan will meet next week. It will certify the results of the election in which Joe Biden beat Donald Trump by about 148,000 votes out of 5.5 million cast. And if the board does not certify this outcome, then the results go immediately to the Court of Claims and then to the Michigan Supreme Court, where Republicans hold a majority until January 1st. Let me add for the record that John James, U.S. Senate candidate and decorated veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan, is refusing to concede defeat to Democratic Senator Gary Peters. He lost by about 94,000 votes, fewer than the Trump-Pence ticket did in Michigan, and he's launched a legal defense fund and is taking action. There's a lot of people disappointed with the votes in Michigan, and we'll hear a lot more about the cause of their disappointment in the days and weeks ahead.
So we saw the press conference with Rudy Giuliani and Attorney Sidney Powell this week. We've seen the president refusing to concede. You had a tweet on Friday night about the idea that the president may not attend the inauguration. What do you see as we look ahead to the next weeks and months as to whether the president will concede?
Well, I think in his own way, he began to concede yesterday, Rick, when he was talking about his order lowering the price of prescription drugs. He said, "I hope they keep it. I hope they don't change it." And that was an obvious reference to a Biden administration. And people who were listening got the impression that in his own way, Donald Trump has acknowledged the results of the election. Now, the next question is that when the Electoral College meets, and if it elects the Biden-Harris ticket, will the administration cooperate in transition? And the other question comes up with the inauguration. Will Donald Trump attend? The last time a president did not attend the inaugural of his successor was 1869, when Andrew Johnson refused to go to the inauguration of Ulysses S. Grant. The two had had a clash during the impeachment of Andrew Johnson. Before that, John Quincy Adams in 1828 did not go to the inauguration of his successor, Andrew Jackson. They were virulent political enemies. And Adams heard that a new president was in when he heard cannon fire saluting the man he disliked so much, Andrew Jackson, as his carriage rode off into retirement.
So no luck for Republicans on the presidential race this week, but the House races continue to chalk up victories for the Republicans.
They certainly are, Rick. And let me tell you something. Right now, if all the recounts and the certifications are where they are at this point, then the makeup of the House will be 220 Democrats, 215 Republicans, or the tightest division between the parties since 1958. Now, here's some other factoids for you about the new House. Not a single Republican incumbent was defeated for re-election. Moreover, this is a class with 17 women on the Republican side, bringing the number to nearly 30, or the most women who ever served on the Republican label in the House at one point. In addition, there's two new black members, Brian Donalds of Florida and one-time NFL great Burgess Owens of Utah. That's only happened twice before since Reconstruction. That is, two members of Congress who are Republican and happen to be black serving at the same time. And the number of Hispanics grew. There's one congressman from Florida who actually fled Cuba with his parents years ago. There's a lot of other interesting members that I've noticed. Out of California, Michelle Park Steele and Young Kim, both born and raised in Seoul, South Korea, are now the first Korean-American women to serve in Congress. From New York, Nicole Malliotakis, daughter of Greek and Cuban immigrants, is the new member, and already she's launched a freedom squad to counter Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her squad. I asked Congresswoman Malliotakis, tell me, I said, what do you think of AOC's threat to target strong Trump supporters around the country for defeat? She responded with three words, bring it on.
John, tug of war in the Democratic Party between the progressives and more moderates. Speaker of the House Pelosi and, of course, the Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer meeting with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris on Friday afternoon in Wilmington, Delaware. You're seeing the progressives wanting to cash in on their investment in Joe Biden. How much of a headache is that going to be as you see it now?
Well, if Joe Biden gives them positions of power and then embraces some of their key items on their manifesto, the Green New Deal, for example, rejoining the Paris Climate Accord, Medicare for all, he might be able to get some of this done, notably coming into the Paris Climate Agreement again. But the bigger programs that are out there are things that he knows will cost more money than this nation and its taxpayers can afford. My suspicion is that Joe Biden is someone who in the Senate proudly worked with Republicans and worked with people he disagreed with. My guess is he will give something like cabinet positions to the progressives, embrace some of their agenda, but certainly anything with a price tag on it, he's going to stay away from. He knows better.
John Gizzi, the White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. You can keep up with the news with John by going to Twitter at John Gizzi. John, have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
And you have a wonderful Thanksgiving as well. By Thanksgiving, Joe Biden will name at least one and possibly two cabinet members. Stay tuned for further developments.
And we'll be talking about that next Saturday. It is 7:18 Saturday morning update. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center. Then we're back with Cheryl Atkinson.
In the district, keep in mind that there is road work on the Suitland Parkway. That is closed in both directions between South Capitol Street and First Sterling Avenue. Follow the posted detours. Also, you will find that Howard Road in Southeast is closed between Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue and South Capitol Street, also for construction. Also, keep in mind that Clara Barton Parkway westbound, the ramp to Carter Rock is closed. They are doing some striping work there until late this afternoon. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Another nice day is in store as highs should reach the mid-60s under partly sunny skies. We'll see some increasing clouds as we head through the afternoon. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight, lows back into the 40s. Cloudy skies expected on your Sunday. Cooler temperatures, highs back in the mid-50s. We'll have the chance for some showers as we head Sunday night to early Monday morning. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Leggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
49 degrees at 7:19 on WMAL. Well, it is our pre-Thanksgiving edition of the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. It is great to have Cheryl Atkinson join us. Of course, she's the host of Full Measure. That's tomorrow morning, ABC 7, 10 o'clock. She has a brand new book coming out on Tuesday, Slanted, and we're going to talk about it in a few minutes. Cheryl, first off, it's good to have you with us.
Thanks so much.
We've seen the billions and billions of dollars that have been dispersed very quickly in coronavirus funding all over the country into so many different channels. In your career as an investigative journalist who follows the money, and what are you finding when you follow some of the coronavirus funding?
Well, you know, try to track all that. There's no way they can, and this is by admission, and not to say the money shouldn't be spent or that some of it isn't well spent, but there is a certain percentage that is accepted as loss to fraud whenever the federal government spends our tax dollars. And since this is amounting to and will amount to trillions, you know there's a huge amount of money and very few people that can actually follow the trail. But just from what we know so far and what I talk about in the piece are some of the criminal cases that have come up from people who allegedly have dishonestly applied for CARES Act funding. And one of them, for example, is a former NFL player who allegedly cheated taxpayers out of millions and millions of dollars by applying for and getting a lot of money for himself, his family members, and a bunch of other people that he allegedly helped applications for. There are others involved, too, who allegedly bought Ferraris and went on shopping sprees at Gucci and went on casino gambling trips with this money that was intended for coronavirus relief.
You know, it's so ironic as we watch the coverage of the Trump campaign and their efforts to get an honest vote count and their allegations of election irregularities. The Democrats have been very upset about that. It's only been 2 weeks, but Adam Schiff carried the Russia collusion narrative as well as the evidence that he seemed to have, carried that along for 3 or 4 years, and we still haven't seen that evidence. And the irony of it all is just the double standard.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always liking to compare how the media treats one story versus another. And as you know, with the Russia collusion theory that turned out to be disproven and nothing there after years of the press, many of them uncritically reporting with no evidence, with false information, with anonymous sources violating what used to be our standards, viewing everything that was lobbed at President Trump as if it were true on its face, and any denials from the Trump folks, which turned out to be true, were viewed as crazy rejections that were clearly lies. Then now turn the tables. When there are accusations made about the integrity of this election, which is actually a reasonable journalistic suspicion to go into 2020 with, whether you're suspecting possible bad acts by China, Russia, or domestic actors, but any accusation that's made during this time when we've never held an election like this before is treated now by the same press as if it's a crazy conspiracy theory, even when there are sworn affidavits and videos and suspicious activities. And then when it's denied by those who are allegedly guilty or perhaps committed these alleged acts, the press treats the rejections not as lies, as they did when the tables were turned, but as proof that none of this happened. And it sort of feels like you're living in an alternate reality sometimes when you watch some of these news programs and read these articles.
Well, and that kind of leads into, obviously, the recent suppression we saw of the New York Post story about Hunter Biden. It was not reported by the mainstream media outlets. It was banned on social media outlets. And it's a perfect segue to talk about your new book, because the book title is Slanted, How the News Media Taught Us to Love Censorship and Hate Journalism. And it's as though you wrote the book last week, because it's so current with this latest episode and this whole notion of, again, sort of media double standards.
I know, and it's out of control, and explains, Slanted really gets into what's behind it with some of the inside players, kind of describes how we got here, but including social media. Talk about out of control. I shared a peer-reviewed published scientific study. You can believe it or not, doesn't matter to me, but I simply shared the study with no editorial comment and got told on Facebook that I shared fake news or false information. Now, take it up with the peer-reviewed published science, which, by the way, WebMD said was a very well-designed study. But Facebook has decided with its conflicted and fake fact checks that that material is not to be distributed. It was about masks and the effectiveness of masks. And you can see how these special interests and those whoever are backing them are controlling our information in a really chilling way that I think even Orwell would have found surprising. Yes, he foretold this in 1984, but I feel like he would even look at this and say, how are we putting up with this? It's really getting to be very much out of control.
What are some of the major stories that you look at in the book? In other words, you really have sort of case studies of what we've been seeing over the past year or two.
Well, of course, I dug deeply into the pathology of the Russia collusion narrative, the lack of apology to Carter Page after his life was destroyed. He's the former Trump campaign associate who was illegally spied on by our government. Still, nobody punished for that inside the government. No apologies for Carter Page. I look at the use of polls as narratives to sway public opinion rather than to accurately measure it. And quite frankly, Joe Biden was the victim of this early on in a way that I explain in the book, you know, with people and analysts and polls trying to create a storyline or a narrative to make things happen a certain way. And then when they prove wildly wrong, they change the narrative to try to make it appear as though they were right. And we saw this play out in 2020, much as it did in 2016. So I'm explaining kind of why this is and how this is being used and how you as news and information consumers can try to at least be more aware of it. I think the people who listen to you are somewhat aware of it, but there are other things you can do to kind of get around this information landscape that's so manipulated and find more factual information and more accuracy.
In addition to some of the major news stories, you actually go inside some of the major news organizations and you talk to some of the industry insiders, like at the broadcast networks and their news divisions?
I think you'll be surprised at how many people spoke to me for Slanted and agree with probably what a lot of your listeners think. I'm talking about people who have run news divisions, executives at MSNBC, NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, all over the place, as well as reporters and producers giving their ideas about, as I put it, the death of the news as we once knew it. And the question I ask them is, was it murder or suicide? Meaning, was it something that Trump caused, this lack of confidence in the press, which is a widely disseminated narrative? Or are we responsible ourselves by our own behavior for creating this lack of confidence in media and journalism? So I think people will be really interested to hear what other insiders have to say.
Title of the book is Slanted, How the News Media Taught Us to Love Censorship and Hate Journalism. You can pre-order it right now at Amazon.com. It comes out on Tuesday. What a great holiday gift idea for that friend or family member who you always get in these heated debates with and they don't believe anything you say about the media. Here's a book that lays it all out. Cheryl, congratulations on the new book, and thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
And you too. We've got the 7:30 news coming up with Maria Leaf, then back with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and KT McFarland.
Retired federal employees, the United Healthcare Group Medicare Advantage Value PPO plan offers you a number of great benefits, like nationwide coverage, no out-of-pocket costs on covered medical services, a Part B premium subsidy, a free fitness program, hearing aid coverage, and more peace of mind to make the most of your well-earned retirement. It's time to take advantage. Open season for federal retirees starts on November 9th. Learn why the United Healthcare Group Medicare Advantage Value PPO plan may be a smart choice. Call United Healthcare at 1-844-481-8821 or visit www.uhcfeds.com/retiree. That's 1-844-481-8821 or www.uhcfeds.com/retiree. This plan is only available to retired federal employees. Benefits and features may vary by plan or area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
We never thought 2020 was going to be this challenging, did we? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and during this difficult time, we need hope. We need a kind of hope that is not just wishful thinking, but rather hope defined as a confident expectation. Let's see hope when we see so many neighbors leaving their homes to exercise and pursue a healthy lifestyle. Let's see hope when we see diverse groups marching together in pursuit of justice and equality. Let's see hope when we see faithful police officers pursue their calling of caring for their neighbors and communities. We have a lot of outstanding problems in our world today, but let's see hope and have hope. Let's work together, play together, and let's dream together. At the Good Feet Store, we would love to help you find hope again. Let's see if we can help you work better, play better, and start dreaming without your feet getting in the way. The Good Feet Store is located in Fairfax, Leesburg, and Rockville, or visit us at goodfeet.com.
I'm not up early for work. I'm awake for my favorite girl. This is the life I pictured after retiring from the federal government. I want to stay healthy for more days like this, so I picked an Aetna health plan that takes a total approach to my health. It's just for federal retirees. It fits my budget with low premiums and low out-of-pocket costs. I can even get help with some out-of-pocket expenses. I've got other things to spend my money on.
Grandpa!
To learn more or chat live online, visit aetnafeds.com/radio.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Maria Leaf. If you're still looking for a stimulus check from the federal government, today is the deadline to try to get that money.
Some payments were not mailed out because the Internal Revenue Service did not have information that's usually pulled from recent tax filings. People who don't make enough money to file taxes or who haven't filed for another reason may have been overlooked. If that applies to you, go to the IRS website and use the non-filer tool by 3 p.m. today. Those who miss the deadline may get a credit when they file taxes in 2021. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Well, even with officials urging you to stay home this Thanksgiving, many will still be heading out for the holiday.
Well, some people will still be flying somewhere for their turkey feast, and Reagan National Airport has offered up some tips to make sure you travel safely. Face coverings are required at all times inside terminals, security checkpoints, gates, and on your plane. Make sure you social distance in the airport lines and baggage claim areas. And there are hundreds of hand sanitizing stations set up for travelers as well. And make sure you check with your airline and your destination about any COVID-19 related policies before you head to the airport. Stacy Lynn on WMAL and WMAL.com.
WMAL traffic and weather next.
You could kick off 2021 in Times Square or with some new resolution skincare or even with bedazzled footwear. But wouldn't you rather kick off 2021 as a millionaire? Rhyming aside, Virginia's New Year's Millionaire Raffle Ticket gives you the best odds of kicking off 2021 as a millionaire with extra chances to win this year. And if you don't win a million, you could still win $100,000 or even $500. So what are you waiting for? The ball to drop? Get your Virginia's New Year's Millionaire Raffle Ticket today. Odds of winning top prize, 1 in 125,000.
When a previous spinal surgery failed to resolve his severe back pain, Joe finally found relief with the experienced spine surgeons at MedStar Health. They treat simple to complex cases with state-of-the-art technology like robotics. Joe's minimally invasive spine surgery resulted in fewer complications and faster recovery.
I received first-class treatment. I'm proud to call the MedStar physicians who treated me my A-team.
His concerns about COVID-19 were eased by MedStar Health screening all patients prior to surgery and having a dedicated hospital unit reserved for spine surgery patients.
My everyday life was filled with pain. I knew I needed treatment and felt comfortable having surgery thanks to the hospital's safety measures, like social distancing, wearing face masks, and disinfecting high-touch areas. I'm happy to say I'm now living my life pain-free.
You don't have to suffer with back, neck, or leg pain. To schedule an appointment at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital or MedStar Washington Hospital Center, call 202-719-0771 or visit MedStarHealth.org/spine surgery.
WMAL traffic and weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Looks like they are in the process of clearing up that road work down 66 eastbound between Route 29 and the Prince William Parkway. Looks like they are reopening the lanes there, though do keep in mind that the off-ramp from 66 westbound to go onto Business 234 Sudley Road is closed for road work. Also watch out for the long-term construction eastbound on 66 before Fairfax Drive in Arlington. Traveling along the Capitol Beltway, everything is looking good so far. Do keep in mind the new traffic pattern on the inner loop between Route 4 and Allentown Road. The lanes no longer divide there, but they do shift over to the left as the crews work on the right side of the bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Another nice day is in store as highs should reach the mid-60s under partly sunny skies. We'll see some increasing clouds as we head through the afternoon. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight, lows back into the 40s. Cloudy skies expected on your Sunday. Cooler temperatures, highs back in the mid-50s. We'll have the chance for some showers as we head Sunday night to early Monday morning. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Leggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
48 at Reagan National. I'm Maria Leaf on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Oh, hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Hi there. I'd like to check out X1 and maybe find a new TV show.
What kind of shows do you like?
It has to be about a person, a place, or a thing.
Okay. What else?
I like it when shows have both picture and sound.
You know, the Xfinity voice remote lets you access everything from live TV to your streaming apps like Peacock. Just ask it for a recommendation.
Okay, but I'm only going to watch it if it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. I've got standards. Find me new TV shows.
Find your favorites faster with the Emmy Award-winning Xfinity Voice Remote. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for $54.99 a month for 12 months. And get a free speed upgrade for a year. Or until November 22nd, ask how to get a free upgrade to gig speed for a year. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and autopay. Ends 12/2020. Restrictions apply. New Choice Double Play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV fee extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Peacock membership required. Gig offer limited to standard plus more with 2-year agreement. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
The holiday season is just about here, and while it's my favorite time of year, it can also be hard trying to find the perfect gift for everyone on my nice list. But you know what's easy? I mean real easy? Getting a new roof from Patrick Fingles and his awesome team at New Look Home Design. They are all obsessed with making getting a new roof easy. Working with New Look really is that easy. All you need to do is pick out the color you want for your new roof to be. Here's another way they make it easy. New Look provides clear, transparent pricing. They also provide you with a 3D image of what the roof will look like on your home and email it directly to you with a free price quote. And your roof will be replaced in just a single day. Now, that is easy. Over 40,000 homeowners have trusted New Look, including yours truly. Listen, right now through November 30th, save 50% on all roofing materials, plus qualify for interest-free financing until 2022. Call 1-800-279-5300 or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
Many schools are still using remote online learning, so do you worry about the quality of education your son is getting? Vince Colonnais here, and I want to tell you about Fork Union Military Academy. They are now accepting enrollments for an in-person classroom experience with classes starting this January for their spring semester. Located in Central Virginia, Fork Union Military Academy is one of the nation's leading college prep boarding schools for young men in grades 7 through 12. Would your son learn better with a bit more structure? Fork Union's unique one-subject plan curriculum really works to help students reach their full potential. In fact, 100% of their graduating seniors gain college acceptance. Plus, Fork Union emphasizes traditional core values like respect, integrity, faith, character, and discipline. Help your son thrive at Fork Union. Learn more about their spring semester enrollments for a safe, on-campus, in-person learning experience, guaranteed to help your son achieve success in the classroom, in athletics, and in life. Visit ForkUnion.com. That's ForkUnion.com.
.com/7:37 on the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer joins us. He is the author of Operation Dark Heart, also the president of the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rick.
Wanted to talk to you about the ongoing investigation and litigation in voter irregularities.
Sure.
And it's kind of hard to get your arms around the whole thing. We saw a lengthy press conference with Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, and the president's entire legal team, Joe DiGenova, Victoria Tensing there, Jenna Ellis. And help us understand the different areas of irregularities.
There's three broad areas that we're investigating as they are, too. First is the issue of registration and verification of eligibility. There's appearance of fraud in some areas regarding how people were registered. That is to say that some people were able to get registration without ID. Wisconsin, there was a stay-at-home clause that allowed 200,000 people to register without any ID, and that's being looked at.
Register without any ID?
Yeah. It's a stay-at-home caveat. So if you're not able to leave your home, you can just kind of sign up and start voting. So that does violate the Equal Protection Clause. This is huge, and that's one of the areas of litigation. And let me tell you, Rick, 200,000 votes is a lot of votes. So, you know, that's going to be examined. There's also the clear evidence that Zuckerberg and Facebook were pouring money into local elections for purposes of trying to get people, quote-unquote, registered. And the registration all appears to be one side, just saying. So, you know, again, we have to investigate that. Second area is mail-in voting itself, the actual act of putting ballots in the mail. I was talking to folks yesterday. The Postal Service not only did not increase security to make sure they did this, they lowered security. So you have all these ballots flowing through their system without any real ability to track and monitor. So that's another area. And obviously, the some states got it right. Some states like Texas and Florida were able to count their votes as they came in. Other states, I think, I'm arguing, purposely kept the mail-in votes until after the election ended for the very things we're seeing now, the chaos. And last, issue is basically the technical problems regarding computers and things like that. And look, the one bottom line, no matter what, we know software was involved. When you involve software, software can do any number of things. And keep in mind, each one of these systems, there's 500,000 lines of code. So unless you have someone who actually goes through and examines every one of those lines, Rick, you don't know necessarily what everything's going on. So that's another area that is being investigated, and I think we're going to see some very interesting results within the next few weeks.
Okay. I have a laptop, and I have information on a flash drive that I take around, and there have been times when I have misplaced that flash drive. Goodness gracious, if I were to lose it, I would be in trouble. That's me, and that's my personal stuff, but we're talking about flash drives with thousands of votes that just sort of get misplaced. How can this happen?
One of the whistleblowers I spoke to this last week said that 47 thumb drives in Delaware County, Pennsylvania have gone missing. Now, that's not random. You don't lose 47 thumb drives that are controlled objects, controlled material. So, I am fed up with the mainstream media saying there's no evidence. There's ample evidence. They are doing everything they can to avoid looking at it.
What about those 47 flash drives, I would assume? Hopefully somebody's litigating that.
That is being litigated. That's one of the cases that's being examined right now. There's a number of teams out there doing the litigation. So I'm kind of in the whirlwind, which touches kind of all of these teams, and I get bits and pieces from each one of them.
And you sent me some attachments, the Edison data sets, and they're quoted with the New York Times, and graphs showing the way the votes were trending. Tell us a little bit about why that's important and what it shows.
So let me summarize this, and people can go check this out for themselves. You can go look at Florida. It's a very organic trend. These things monitor trends. So your audience can kind of judge by this. Horizontal. Good. Vertical, bad. Horizontal shows kind of a trend that's organic. It follows. The vertical lines you see in the graphs for Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, I think we have on there Arizona. We try to go through the big states, and they're all over the map. You can see where there's these huge deviations which are not mathematically supportable. That is to say, it's not organic. Something happened. And we kind of know what happened now. We're kind of working through the details, and we're going to be able to produce, I think, a very credible narrative within the very near future that explains how that happened, and it's not natural.
I wanted to get your read on a story out this week, the administration announcing a drawdown of troops in Afghanistan and Iraq before the new administration would come in. And there were question marks, people criticizing that idea. And, is it the same thing that the Obama-Biden administration did? Tell us about the conditions on the ground and what you see in terms of the numbers in a drawdown and what it would mean.
So the drawdown for Obama was blind. Just get out of there. Right now, we have established a very effective, which I've always argued we should have led with, intelligence collection and special operations forces. Over the past 2 years, Rick, you've noticed that there's been a large drop in both attacks against us and our allies, as well as less about what's going on in those countries. It's because we've actually been able to get intelligence stuff and special operations stuff to work. That's what's going on. It's time for us to leave Afghanistan, and we met the requirements of the authorized use of military force that was prepared in October 2001. The moment they killed bin Laden, we were done. That's almost 10 years ago now. So what we've been doing is nation building. It's not our job. So what we're going to do in both countries is try to focus on counterterrorism operations and really allow the Afghan government to negotiate a settlement with the Taliban so they can reinsinuate themselves into society. And in Iraq, the Iraqis, it's their job to figure out their path forward as a country. It's not our job to fight their wars for them. So we're now in a position to work to support, and we will continue to do offensive operations as necessary with special operations forces primarily in both countries. So we're not like leaving and not being involved. We're just not going to be doing nation building, and there's a huge distinction.
And I know you have the new Thought to Action podcast at LondonCenter.org. What's your latest podcast topic?
So we did something called Ask Us Anything. Been playing very well. We kind of went through, as some of our distinguished fellows, a nice session about what's going on, you know, everything. A little bit about foreign policy, election security, all that's out there. So I think the people would appreciate that. And we have some major guests coming up that I'll announce next week to join us. So thanks for bringing it up, Rick.
And we want to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving, Tony. Hope your house doesn't get raided if you have more than two people there for dinner.
That's right. No. See, Rick, make sure your audience understands, buy 6 2-pound turkeys, not one 18-pound turkey. They're going for the turkey size to judge their no-knock raids off of, just saying.
Right. The turkey police out in full
That's
force
right.
in a number of democratic-run
right.
states around the country.
No big turkeys. It's an alerting behavior, yes.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, thank you once again.
Sure. Thanks, Rick.
You betcha. 746 KT McFarland is next. First, Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Watch out for a disabled vehicle now westbound on 66 just west of Route 29 in Centerville. That blocks the right lane, so do watch out for that. It looks like they have just cleared up the work zone eastbound on 66 between 29 and the Prince William Parkway. All lanes are getting through that area, though do keep in mind there is some road work on the off-ramp from westbound 66 to go into Business 234. That ramp is closed. Also keep in mind in the district that 6th and 7th Street closed between East Capitol Street and 8th Street in Northeast due to utility work. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Another nice day is in store as highs should reach the mid-60s under partly sunny skies. We'll see some increasing clouds as we head through the afternoon. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight, lows back into the 40s. Cloudy skies expected on your Sunday, cooler temperatures, highs back in the mid-50s. We'll have the chance for some showers as we head Sunday night to early Monday morning. I'm ABC7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
50 degrees at 7:47 on the Saturday morning update.
For years, you've been thinking about getting LASIK. You've been talking about getting LASIK. And now, it's finally time to get LASIK. Plus, right now, you can save $1,000 on your treatment, so schedule your free LASIK exam today. Call 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK1000.com. If you're nearsighted, farsighted, or have astigmatism, LASIK Plus may help fix your vision with a convenient and patient-focused experience. You'll be treated by Dr. Neil Wills, one of America's most experienced LASIK providers with over 95,000 procedures performed. Call 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK1000.com today and schedule your free LASIK exam to save $1,000. That's 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK1000.com. $1,000 discount applies to treating both eyes with Wavelight procedure. Must mention this ad at center and be treated in November 2020 to qualify. Patients age 40 and over will likely experience the need for reading glasses. Results may vary. See details at LASIK1000.com.
Joanne thought she had tried everything to relieve her back pain. At 73 years old, her 7-year struggle with back pain wasn't going away. Then she met with the expert spine surgeons at MedStar Health. After a video visit with her spine surgeon and a follow-up office visit, her robotic surgery was performed with fewer complications and a faster recovery.
It's not right to stay in pain. You have a choice. The care was phenomenal, and I knew I was in good hands.
Patients can depend on MedStar Health. We're taking robust measures like screening and testing everyone for COVID-19 prior to surgery and having a dedicated hospital unit reserved for spine surgery patients. Joanne is now loving life pain-free.
My recovery was smooth, and I'm back to playing with my grandchildren.
You don't have to suffer with back, neck, or leg pain. To schedule an appointment at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital or MedStar Washington Hospital Center, call 202-719-0771 or visit MedStarHealth.org/spine surgery.
Based on the recent stock market slide, do you feel your money and investments are safe? Would a repeat of the market losses you experienced earlier in the year or in 2002 and 2008 derail your family's retirement plans? It's time to make a U-turn on your retirement strategy. This Saturday at 5 p.m., tune in to the U-Turn Equity Financial Hour with Tucker and Blake. They'll cover these financial topics and, more importantly, share little-known strategies to keep your money safe and discuss tax-free income. Join the conversation Saturday at 5 on WMAL.
Sometimes in business, the unexpected comes calling. From rent increases to increased orders to, I'm going to say it, unprecedented times. But don't bounce back. Bounce forward with Comcast Business. Bounce forward fast with internet speeds up to a gig, with the flexibility to update your bandwidth in just a few clicks, and with security solutions that help keep your connected devices protected. Be fast, be flexible, be ready for what's next. And bounce forward with Comcast Business. Get started with 100 megabits per second internet and security edge for just $79.99 a month for 24 months with a 3-year agreement. Switch today and get a $200 prepaid card plus a $100 bonus if you have Xfinity services at home. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go online today to learn more. Offer ends 12/6/20. Restrictions apply. New Comcast Business customers only. Enrollment and equal bill and auto payment required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment installation taxes and fees extra subject to change. Xfinity customers must subscribe to new Business 100 megabits per second internet or above for additional prepaid card.
This is Mike Donovan, host of Not Free America on Sundays at 10 a.m. right here on WMAL FM 105.9 in the nation's capital. This weekend on Not Free America Radio, economic disaster looms as our GDP crashes. What does losing a third of our economy really mean? Meanwhile, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo takes quarantining travelers to a new extreme. And we talk facts about qualified immunity in the American police state. Join us Sundays at 10 a.m. right here on Not Free America Radio.
It's the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Collar. We are joined by KT McFarland. She is the former Deputy National Security Advisor at the White House in the Trump administration and the author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. KT, good morning.
Good morning and happy Thanksgiving.
And to you as well. Wanted to get your sort of overall thoughts on the president's coronavirus vaccine success. You know how he operates. You saw him come in, bring a businessman's perspective to running a bureaucracy. And I think we've seen the success of that approach in expediting the introduction of the vaccines and moving now through the FDA the next steps.
You know, he'll never get a darn bit of credit for him. But I think that this will go down as a classic case of how to deal with a crisis. Not the PR part. He handled that badly. But he understood two really essential things at the very beginning. The cure, in other words, a lockdown, or the way you treat it, the lockdown, couldn't be worse than the disease itself. And he understood the importance of not just dealing with the disease and finding the cure and finding the vaccine, but to somehow keep the economy going. He understood a second thing, which is one size doesn't fit all in America. You know, Wyoming is not the same thing as Washington, D.C. And the way you would treat people who work in offices is a lot different than the way you treat people who would work on farms or people who would work in department stores. And so I think he, by delegating a lot of those decisions of mask mandates and lockdowns and all that to the governors, he did the right thing. And then the smart governors, like the governor of Florida, and a few others, they did the really smart thing, which was to delegate it to their local counties and cities. You know, one part of Florida, Miami, Florida, is a whole lot different than rural farmland Florida. So I think Trump understood those two essential things. You can't have the cure be worse than the disease, and number two, push it down to the lowest level of decision-making for the lockdown part of it. And then he did what nobody's really done before in the history of the country, a private-public partnership. So instead of saying the government knows better than everybody, he turned to the private sector and he said, you guys do it. And he unleashed all sorts of funds and fast tracking. So he introduced funds so that companies that wanted to do research, they got it right away. He also guaranteed to the companies, if you find a promising something, we'll guarantee you against loss. So if it turns out that you're running down a dry hole, no problem, we'll compensate you. And then he said, and when you think you've got something sort of in the process of being tested, why don't you go ahead and mass produce hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of vaccines. And then if it turns out, again, that your research is flawed and it's a dry hole, we'll compensate. So there was never any disincentive. And by doing that, the companies then they did what they did really well, which is to research. And then he also, something which we haven't seen yet, but it'll start, is he's mobilized the military to distribute it, and to distribute it first to people more at risk, you know, older people, people in critical care industries, et cetera. And the thing is, you know, he won't get a darn bit of credit, but when you look at the rest of the world, how's the rest of the world dealt with this? Well, a police state like China says, okay, everybody wear a mask. If there's one person in your apartment building who has it, the rest of you are locked down as if you're in prison. What does the rest of the world do? They say, well, we're going to kind of live with it. Maybe we're going to lock down. We're not quite sure. What does America do? We cure it. And I think that we have to remember, who's come up with this? In less than 9 months, the United States has three major companies which have effective vaccines. And that, you know, this is the American way. We don't see a problem and run away from it. We don't see a problem and cower from it. We see a problem and we fix it. And I give Donald Trump a lot of credit. But again, he'll take no. I mean, they won't. And the other thing that really ticks me off, if I can meander on, is the media. I mean, they've driven this country apart. Why? For their ratings. And that, to me, is you know, you've taken American democracy and you've, you know, look, Trump's helped you. But you guys have been chasing the ratings and chasing the profits and corporate media. To what end? You've driven the country apart, and now we've got a vaccine that some political leaders and pundits have said, oh, it's not safe to take until Joe Biden's president. Well, how many people are going to die if you do the anti-vaxxer routine just because you hate Trump so much?
Well, Kate,
so anyway,
you mentioned
that's my $0.02.
I've got a clip here from your governor in New York.
President, it's ego. On the way out the door, he wants to be able to say, I solved COVID because I discovered a vaccine. Now, it's all BS. He didn't do anything. It's the drug companies. And nobody's going to trust him saying it's a safe vaccine.
Nobody's going to trust the vaccines because it's the Trump vaccine, is the translation of that knucklehead. The Democrats back themselves into a corner because Biden's going to want everybody to go out and get vaccinated, but they've spent a year telling everybody that Donald Trump, his vaccine isn't safe.
Look, every New Yorker I know who's listened to Governor Cuomo say we're not going to, you know, we don't trust that vaccine because it's a Trump vaccine, we're all going to go to some other state and get it because it's just crazy to not do it. But you know, when he says, oh, Trump did nothing, look, he helped those drug companies do what they do best. They got a billion, you know, Pfizer got a $2 billion advance purchase agreement, which is basically the incentive to keep going, to say, you know, we'll buy the stuff even if it's no good and we have to flush it down the toilet. And he went to the others and he gave them upfront research money. And then the most important part is that Washington, which thrives on regulation, right, because it employs so many people, Trump just fast-tracked everybody. Normally this stuff would have taken a decade to between the start of research and having it come to market. This has happened in less than 10 months. So Donald Trump, bravo to you. You know, he's a fighter, and I'm sorry that this is all sort of twisting the country apart even further, but I think it's important to follow all these leads that he's got his lawyers pursuing, because not because of Trump, but because at the end of the day, American people need closure on this election. And the people who feel that their guy didn't get it, they need to walk away saying, okay, it was a fair enough process, on to the next. Otherwise, we're going to be like we were in 2016. We're going to be arguing about this for 4 years. It's time for the country to make a decision and then for the losing side to move on. And I want to point out, I don't think it's clear which the losing side is.
Well, if it was the Biden administration that had been tasked to develop the vaccine, right about now we'd still be in the environmental impact study. So,
well said.
Credit to the Trump administration. KT McFarland, want to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving, and I know you will be celebrating with your daughter, Fiona, the newest member of the Florida House of Representatives, whether it's virtually or in person. Have a lovely Thanksgiving.
In person. Arrived last night, having taken all of her various COVID tests, and she is legitimate to be in the state of New York now, briefly.
Wow. KT, have a wonderful holiday. Thank you.
Thank you to you and yours.
KT McFarland, author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and we the people. That's it for the Saturday Morning Update. Thank you for being with us. Have a great Thanksgiving. Garden Sense follows the news.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I love our affiliate there, WMAL.
105.9 FM.
You guys leading the way.
WMAL.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM, WMAL. A Cumulus station.